Welcome to the Unfuckery Chronicles, your new favorite Monday mini episodes from the Bay Bayf podcast, where I, Jess, help teach you tactical ways to unfuck yourself from being stuck. Well, frankly, I need it, and so do you. So let's get started.
Hi. Welcome to episode number 188 of this podcast. It's Unfuckery Chronicles. I don't exactly know what day it is. I'm just kidding. Thank God there's a calendar app. It's Monday, March 25th. And I'm your empowerment bestie, Jess, reporting for duty. I wanted to let you know that there was once a wise woman that said, fuck this shit. It's not the way my story is going to go. Picked up, went somewhere else, and lived happily ever after. I'm living happily ever after in my current situation here, so I wish that for you as well. But if you are in the situation where it is not ideal, then you have the choice to make a change. Change is scary. Choice is even scarier when you feel deep down in your gut every day that it's not the best one for you. So I encourage you, when you're able, to pivot, make a shift, figure out what is going to make you the most happy. Because with it being as crazy as the world is now, we all need to figure out and choose our happy. Because chances are there will not be a day while you're here. That's inevitable. As a human being whose heart is still beating, it is something that is going to happen. And no matter how hard you hold on to the fact that mortality and being immortal is impossible, I want you to remember to do the things that make you feel good and make you happy each day. You may not be happy every day all the time. But I want there to be more consistently happy days for you. And as I am in turn working through 43 years of grief, disappointment, encouragement, excitement, goals, accomplishments, we all get to do this in a way that is feeling the best for us. And I want that for you too. Right now, my house is full of laundry that I've folded all day. I did not feel like myself today until about 4:30 after I drank some Gatorade and took some vitamins. My husband had himself a good little day, and he is passed out at 8:30 p.m. And I love that for him because he's been working his tail off. And as I sit here in my living room drinking my nighttime tea, if you know, you know, I am so proud of this happy. It doesn't always look the same every day. There are waves of all of the emotions and none of the emotions. But the happy is good. And I want you to be in the space as well. So if you need a little encouragement today, know that choosing the happy is a really cool route to take. So if you are ready, you can come along, and I'm here to help you. So with that being said, I'm going to finish this tea and get back to watching season 7, part 1 of The Real Housewives of Potomac Reunion. This is not a plug. I'm just catching up. All right, you guys, I hope you have the best day. We kept this one under 5 minutes, and I'm really proud of me. Also, if no one can be proud of you, then you be proud of yourself, okay? Look at you getting 2 on a Monday. I love that for us. All right, you guys, have the best day. We'll talk soon. Toodles, and I love you bunches.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.